Jack Robinson joins us. Hi, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal, and we talk on Friday mornings. Recent job numbers show a surprising bit of good news for the Sacramento region, a rise in manufacturing positions, and I thought manufacturing was an industry on the decline here.
Yeah, it has been across California, in fact, and arguably still is. You know, over the last several months, the state has barely added any manufacturing jobs at all, despite the recovering economy. But over those same few months, you know, here in Sacramento, we've seen a noticeable gain in jobs, manufacturing jobs, something like 2,400 over the last for the first 7 months of the year, compared to a loss of 600 over the entire previous year. You know, what's encouraging here is that we're not talking about one company that hires a bunch of people. It seems to be a lot of hiring a few people here and there by a lot of companies. So the Campbell's plant closure last year was a big blow, so you saw a big dip then, but gradual increases most months since then. To put this in perspective, we're still, you know, far below the national average for these kinds of jobs. Our metro area has something like 35,000 manufacturing jobs, and other cities our size typically have twice that many.
Well, don't tech and health jobs pay better than manufacturing?
It's true. Tech, health, and, you know, like education jobs are all good industries for jobs. But manufacturing is important for a couple of reasons. They typically pay good salaries to workers with modest levels of education. And economists are always pointing out that these kind of jobs have sort of an outsized benefit for the economy because, you know, making stuff is critical to creating other jobs. You know, the people who design and sell and transport that stuff have to have something to sell.
Also this week, we've seen some good news and earnings reports from some Sacramento companies that have been struggling in recent years. One of those companies is called MyeCheck.
This is a kind of a funny little company. It's one of our few publicly held, publicly traded companies, but until recently, it's been almost asleep. They weren't filing regularly with the SEC. It was sort of barely, almost invisible. This is a Folsom-based company that offers an electronic payment system based on the banking system for paper checks rather than the debit card network. And it has some advantages for merchants and so forth. But the company suffered a big setback in 2009 when the bank in L.A. that it was working with shut down. The good news is that it seems to be back. It's posted earnings this year of $1.4 million, which is a big increase for the first half of the year. It's hired about a dozen employees and seems to be on track.
In Roseville this week, something kind of surprising. The popular restaurant Crush 29 closed after getting an eviction notice. I thought Crush 29 was doing pretty well.
Yeah, it seems like it was. This is a really complicated story, but basically the restaurant closed on Tuesday after getting an eviction notice taped to its door. And by all accounts, it is popular. It's number two, in fact, on the Business Journal's list of most popular Roseville restaurants. So it's hard to see how it had money problems. And the lawyer for the owner says it was current on its rent, that it was evicted not for failing to pay up, but rather just because the landlord had an option to cancel the lease and did so. A couple of things to note, though, that this is the second restaurant operated by the Alizade family to shut down in recent weeks. And Abe Alizade, the developer and restaurateur whose empire collapsed a couple of years ago, has a sort of huge heap of legal and financial problems. And also, it's worth noting, is the former owner of the complex that this restaurant is in. So and lost it to foreclosure. So it's quite possible that all of those problems are related to the closure here, and it's not so much the restaurant itself.
Another headline this week is about Google and its self-driving cars. The company is pushing to build its own cars without steering wheels or brake pedals, but state regulators aren't going along.
Yeah, I think this is a fascinating story. It's amazing to see how California is moving rapidly toward adopting the necessary legal and physical infrastructure for self-driving cars. But it's natural to feel uneasiness about the idea of truly automatic cars. What's going on is the state is working out rules now for how these cars would be regulated. And the DMV has a five-step scale, starting with ordinary kind that most of us drive and going up to cars that have no human intervention at all, the kind that will let you tool around with while you're reading Facebook on your phone. So, but these rules, which are due out at the end of the year, won't necessarily say that humans have to be able to grab control of the wheel at any moment, as you might expect. You know, experts point out that grabbing the wheel from the computer without knowing what's going on could be a lot less safe than just letting technology do its stuff. So we'll have to see what they come up with.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. Thank you, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. I'm Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.